Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola. Right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thursday afternoon, nice looking day. I was just talking to Austin about his weather forecast for the five-day outlook. It's coming up in a few minutes. We'll share that with you. He's all ready for that one. But before we launch into Austin's weather prognostication, we will dive into the top three trending stories today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, a representative for the Florida Department of Education says the National Education Association, this is the largest labor union in the U.S., by the way, is attempting to push a false narrative which places the state as last in the nation for teacher pay. The report, however, does not consider a variety of vital factors. Let me give you a couple examples, such as the cost of living and the absence of state income tax in the state. The Escambia County average salary for teachers, $53,136. In Santa Rosa County, the salary is $56,318.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, child exploitation is growing. The FBI confirmed that 37-year-old Ladarius Martin of Ridgeland, Mississippi, is facing federal criminal charges after allegedly traveling across state lines to have sex with a Pensacola teen. The arrest was part of Operation Restore Justice, designed to identify, track, and arrest child sex predators. The operation resulted in the rescue of 115 children and the arrests of 205 alleged child sexual abuse offenders into crackdown.
All right, let's dive into the third item of the day. Escambia County wants your input on two proposed roadway concepts. It is part of the South Navy Boulevard Improvement Plan. The one-mile corridor extends from Barrancas Avenue to the Sam Lovelace Bridge and serves as a key gateway to NAS Pensacola and supports nearby neighborhoods and businesses. Commuters and residents are encouraged to help shape the future of South Navy Boulevard by providing feedback. This is going to happen at an open house meeting next Wednesday. Put that on your calendar, May 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. They'll hold the meeting at the Lexington Terrace Community Center located on Old Corey Field Road.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, it looks like Milton's lawsuit against Mayor Heather Lindsay has come to a conclusion. Circuit Court Judge J. Scott Duncan has denied Howard Steele's motion to intervene. He wanted access to 315 documents previously deemed public records, but the judge ruled that the request was narrower than the city's original demand and that a settlement had been reached. The case was closed after the city decided not to pursue the records, and the judge concluded that Mayor Lindsay would not have to release the contested documents.
A potential medical facility could be headed to the East Milton area. At a recent Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners meeting, County Administrator Brad Baker read this agenda
Mr.
item.
Mr. Chairman, item number three is discuss economic development, wastewater treatment capacity allocations for a medical facility. We've had East Milton Holdings LLC formally request use of 8,000 gallons of sewage per day for a medical facility that is planned in the 87 corridor north of I-10, and they're asking for 8,000 of that capacity. We reserve that for economic development.
All right. And, Corey Middleton has been appointed as the new head coach of Pensacola Catholic Baseball. He'll take over for Richard Labonte, who retired after 36 years. Middleton was an assistant coach for 7 seasons and told the P&J that he plans to uphold the program's tradition of excellence and bring the team back to the Final Four. A former Escambia High player and minor league athlete with the Detroit Tigers, he says he's committed to fostering collaboration among players, and new AD Matt Adams says that Middleton's familiarity with the program is a big advantage.
Okay, if you're an Inc. aficionado, this story is going to come in real handy for you. There could potentially be a problem with local tattoo ink. Now, before you get inked, make sure that ink is safe. U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning tattoo artists and customers that 2 lots of black and yellow Sacred Tattoo ink were contaminated with bacteria. Sacred Tattoo ink Raven Black and Sacred Tattoo ink Sunny Days. These are the two we're talking about. The symptoms can create the appearance of rashes or lesions on the applied area of the skin. 5:15. Austin Price, take a look at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And we've got some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Fairfield as well, particularly if you're traveling on Mobile towards that intersection. Be on the lookout for that. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees, low of 69 tonight, with some slight chances of showers throughout the evening. Those chances will rise tomorrow, where the high will be 79 and the low will be 67.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Officers involved in a deadly shooting in Orange County. Not good. CJ Papa has more on this story.
Deputies responding to a 911 call late Wednesday night from someone claiming to have been battered and strangled. Sheriff's officials say when deputies arrived at the scene, they heard screaming inside an apartment, so they barged in and found the yelling coming from a back room. As deputies cleared the apartment, police say a woman attacked them with a knife. Two deputies opened fire, striking the woman, described only as in her late 20s. She was taken to a hospital where she died. It's not clear whether the woman was connected to the initial 911 call. The deputies weren't injured. They were placed on temporary paid administrative leave pending the initial Florida Department of Law Enforcement review. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And it's all about Florida rankings. Florida ranks as the second most dangerous state for EMS workers with 27.53 yearly fatalities per 100 EMS employees. These numbers based on statewide statistics. Arkansas leads the nation with the highest fatal accident rate. Also, Florida ranks sixth in the U.S. for interest in cryptocurrency, averaging 232.85 monthly searches per 100,000 residents, according to a study by Zelix. New York leads with almost 300 searches, followed by Nevada and California. Mississippi has the lowest interest.
Okay, it looks as though we have a rogue judge down in South Florida. Florida's attorney general is fighting to enforce a new state immigration law that a Miami federal judge is attempting to silence and block. Here's Grinnell Scott.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has heard from Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer asking for a stay of a motion to halt an immigration law that brings state misdemeanor charges against undocumented immigrants who come into Florida trying to avoid federal immigration authorities. U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams says the Florida law violates the Constitution's Supremacy Clause that allows federal law to supersede state law. State Attorney General Uthmeyer says Judge Williams does not have jurisdiction. Uthmeyer claims he's been threatened with contempt for noncompliance. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Rick Scott calling on Wall Street to take action against China. The senator sent a letter yesterday to leaders of the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. He's asking them to delist and deregister Chinese companies that are not following U.S. law, and writes that China has a consistent record of lies, deception, and blatant refusals to comply with U.S. securities laws and regulatory oversight.
Well, as we prepare for hurricane season, Florida Power and Light working to keep those lights on. Okay, a collection of bills. We'll get back to that story. We're having some technical problems with that. A collection of bills that would have required labeling of or completely banning certain chemicals and vaccine ingredients being put into food products. Well, it failed to make it through the legislative process in the regular session. Senate Bill 196 would have required clear labeling on food that contains vaccines or vaccine materials. The Senate passed the bill. Well, it was unanimous. The measure fell short in the House, and it was permanently withdrawn.
All right.
Silenced, as I said.
519, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with a deep dive into some of the hottest national stories happening here.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Why? Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, I'll localize it with this. I wanted to drop this in here before we got to the main source. I'm talking about an interview coming up here. Players from all over the world are in Pensacola to compete in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championship. This is a USTA Men's Pro 30,000 circuit event. The competition is running today through May 18th over at Roger Scott. Players representing countries like Australia, Japan, Portugal, many others going to be appearing to compete in that tournament today, 5:35 in about 12 minutes from right now. Ray Palmer, our good friend from Pensacola Sports, will be joining us, and we'll talk about the tennis tournament that is getting underway over at Roger Scott. Should be a real good one. A lot of talent in town for that one. Also, Pensacola police saying there's been a rise in thefts of eBays, e-bikes and scooters. Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood.
So if you've an e-scooter, an electronic bicycle, anything electronic, you need to keep an eye on it. Put it up. Some of these cables that people are using to secure them to bicycle racks are just not good enough anymore. These people that are going around looking for these bikes specifically have cutters that will cut right through these cables. So there needs to be a better way to secure those.
Well, Wood says owners should consider using thicker cables, chains, or taking them inside at night if possible. He says thieves are targeting e-bikes and scooters because of a strong used market for them. News Radio 92.3, 420, or 524. We are watching your money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks pairing gains into the close, but still ending higher after President Trump announced a trade deal between the United States and United Kingdom. The president outlined benefits for both countries and said the administration has more trade discussions in coming days. Big tech, financials, and industrials were among the biggest gainers, while healthcare lagged after Politico reported that President Trump was planning to pursue a Medicare price plan that would slash drug costs. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amgen, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow up 254 points. The Nasdaq higher by 190. S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's up?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. You can get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract and call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, Chris, not too much going on. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some issues developing on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Worst looking spot right now, though, is probably going to be Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but we typically have issues there. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 69 tonight, with some low chances of showers, which will increase tomorrow, where it will be a high of 79 and a low of 67.
526, News Radio 92.3. The Fed leaves rates unchanged, as its chairman says they're waiting for uncertainty over trade policies to finally settle in. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is doing fine. The labor market is solid. While inflation is a bit higher than they want it to be, it's lower than it was. However, he says it's uncertainty that is soaring due to trade policy.
The risks of higher unemployment and higher inflation have risen, but they haven't materialized yet. They're not really in the data yet.
That combination, though, of higher inflation and higher unemployment would result in the slow growth of stagflation. But Powell says they're in a holding pattern on changing rates, depending on tariffs and how trade deals shake out in the coming weeks or months. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Yeah, speaking on this matter, President Trump says Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is a fool who doesn't have a clue after the central bank held rates yesterday. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said, however, other than that, I like him very much. The president has repeatedly called for lower interest rates as his administration navigates economic uncertainty following its sweeping tariff rollout.
More signs, the job market is holding pretty darn steady. Here's Jenny Casola.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time declined by 13,000 last week to 228,000. Economists were predicting a slightly higher number at 230,000. A spike to 240,000 claims in the previous week is attributed to some New York State workers who were eligible for unemployment during school breaks. Those remaining on benefits in the most recent reading for the week ending April 26th also declined to 1.87 million. The readings are a sign that despite uncertainty over trade policy, companies are mostly holding on to their workforce and are not conducting significant layoffs. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And of course, it was a momentous occasion today when Pope Leo XIV was chosen to succeed Pope Francis. However, people couldn't help but make that political, as Pope Leo XIV appears to have had some opposing views from the Trump administration. A review of Robert Prevost's previous posts on X show that he frequently used social media to subtly push back on the Trump administration and its policies. And when touching on the Pope being selected, former President Biden offered his congratulations to him. In a post on X, he said, may God bless Pope Leo XIV of Illinois. Biden, one of only two Catholic presidents in American history, and his post went on to say that he and former First Lady Jill Biden wished the new pontiff success.
The future of school direction is really coming under question here this afternoon.
Every time we turn around, they're in the headlines.
Yeah, they really are. For knucklehead reasons, the Trump administration issues a warning to foreign students after protesters, they disrupted the university in New York City on Wednesday. And it's just, you know, you spend a lot of money to go to school there. You're in the library. You're trying to study. And here come the knuckleheads. You know, it just doesn't seem like it's not fair for students really want to get an expensive education. Columbia is not cheap.
Right.
Let's put it like
it's just like heckling at a sporting event. Don't ruin it for everybody else.
You got it. Carmen Roberts has more.
Amid the chaos of renewed pro-Palestinian protest at Columbia University, the State Department is warning foreign students if they break the law or support terrorism in the U.S., they could see their visas revoked. Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on X, in his words, pro-Hamas thugs are no longer welcome. Fox News has learned the administration is checking to see which of the protesters arrested are not U.S. citizens. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And the acting FEMA administrator being removed from the role. A FEMA spokesperson confirmed that Cameron Hamilton has been ousted as it came one day after telling lawmakers he did not think it was in the public's interest to eliminate the agency. While testifying on Capitol Hill, Hamilton also said that the White House and Congress should determine the most logical use of federal funding for emergency response. Hamilton's role is now being filled by David Richardson.
Yeah, he learned to not go against policy lines, I guess. As of today, 1,761 wildfires burning across Florida, including 1,529 state, 232 federal fires. The Florida Forest Service reporting a significant increase in fires this season. The agency expects to fight between 1,500 and 2,000 more fires by the end of May. In Panama City, the Bay County Commission passed an ordinance this week authorizing the county to declare a temporary ban on open burns. Coming up in 5 minutes, Ray Palmer, CEO, President, Pensacola Sports, talking about the tennis tournament going on this week.
I'm John Saucier. A new pope has been chosen. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost greeting the crowd in St. Peter's Square after being selected to become the next pope and taking the name Leo XIV.
We need to be a synodal church, a church that's a pilgrim. That shows charity always.
Leo XIV now become the first ever American pope. He was born in Chicago in 1955. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announcing the department will be requesting billions of dollars from Congress to revamp air traffic control systems. Secretary Duffy says these systems need to be upgraded urgently.
If we don't actually accomplish the mission that we're announcing today, you will see Newark's, not just in Newark, you'll see Newark's in other parts of the country. Because it's an aging system.
There have been big delays recently at Newark Airport in New Jersey because of staff shortages among air traffic controllers. America's listening to Fox News.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a representative for the Florida Department of Education says the National Education Association, the largest labor union in the U.S., is attempting to push a false narrative, placing the state in last for teacher pay in the nation. The report does not consider a variety of vital factors, though, such as cost of living and the absence of a state income tax in Florida. In Escambia County, the average salary for teachers is just over $53,000. In Santa Rosa, just over $56,000.
Okay, look at it. Number two. in terms of interest around the area. Child exploitation is growing. The FBI confirming 37-year-old Darius Martin of Ridgeland, Mississippi, facing federal criminal charges after allegedly traveling across state lines to have sex with a Pensacola teen. The arrest was part of Operation Restore Justice, designed to identify, track, and resist and arrest child sex predators. The operation resulted in the rescue of 115 children and the arrest of 205 alleged child sexual abuse offenders in that crackdown.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, Escambia County wants your input on two proposed roadway concepts as part of the South Navy Boulevard Improvement Plan. The one-mile corridor extends from Barrancas Avenue to the Sam A. Loveless Bridge and serves as a key gateway to NAS Pensacola and supports nearby neighborhoods and businesses. Commuters and residents are encouraged to help shape the future of South Navy Boulevard by providing their feedback at an open house meeting next Wednesday. That's May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Lexington Terrace Community Center. That is located on Old Quarry Field Road.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, players from all over the world are in Pensacola to compete in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championship. The tennis community just bottom line loves this tournament. Joining me now, Ray Palmer, Pensacola Sports CEO, President. Ray, how do you get these type quality players in Pensacola?
Well, it's been a long time commitment for to the USTA for to be a site for one of their tour events, and it's a long term commitment. Having the right type of venue and facility that the these level players want to come play on, and good luck.
Isn't that the truth? These are elite athletes, highest rank around the globe playing for the Pensacola fans. It started today, goes to the 18th. What do we have to know about getting tickets? How does that work?
Everything. All of this tournament, Jim, that started today, will run through the weekend, and then the actual main draw of the Pensacola Futures event is all free. It's
wow.
Just an event that, there are no entry fees. And, you know, you talk about the quality of the players, and people always say, who are these guys? You know, wow, this guy, they see a ranking, and it says, you know, he's number 300 in the world or whatever. I never heard of that guy. Well, I like to show a comparison, if I could, is let's take Major League Baseball. Right. There are, you know, there's 30 teams in Major League Baseball. They carry a 40-man roster. That's 1,200 players that are in Major Leagues, not counting the Wahoos, not counting AAA, AA, Single-A, rookie ball. In the Major League Baseball, there's basically 1,200 active players. Every one of the guys that will be here this weekend and next weekend would all be in the major league. They would all be in the NFL if tennis were set up like that. That's how good these guys are.
Well, that's amazing. Ray Palmer, we're speaking to Ray Palmer, by the way, from Pensacola Sports. You know, you guys, whether it be marathons, fishing tournaments, soccer, softball tournaments, you guys are everywhere. You do a bang-up job. And as I've always said to you, it's like adding that good housekeeping seal of approval on the event. Man, if you see Pensacola Sports doing it, it's going to be a real knockout affair. So we're going into the tennis tournament here, Ray, and we're getting really very much excited because, as you said, we're going to kind of work down the days into the futures finals. Are you, any projections on who might win this thing?
Well, there's a couple of guys that are of real interest. That again, we don't know. You know, these guys are a little bit of gypsies in that. They are like the top seeded guy right now that potentially is in the draw is an Ecuadorian by the name of Andres Andrade. And he's currently ranked number 340. Well, if he happens to get into a higher ranking tournament on Monday, then he may not be here. So it's quite a life that these guys live. But obviously, he's currently ranked 257 currently. And then there's the top American is really an interesting guy named Garrett Johns, who's 340 in his ATP ranking with a ITF, International Tennis Federation ranking of even higher than that. But according to his, and you'll appreciate this, having been a tennis player, he plays ambidextrously.
Oh, my.
I cannot wait to go see what that actually means. I've seen guys play two-handed. I've seen him play with two-handed rackets. We've had guys come in and do some unusual things. But I've never seen a guy that I don't think listed his play as ambidextrous. But this guy, Garrett Johns, the top-seeded American, currently looks like maybe in our draw, does that. And so that, and to be in the top 300 in the world and be able to play with both hands, that's got to be something amazing to see.
Yeah, these guys know how to play tennis. I wonder what he prefers, left or right-handed, and what is his strong suit on that one?
I can't wait to see.
I can't either. Now you've got my interest all drummed up here for this thing. I want to see this guy play some tennis. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and he should, you know, all indications are he should be in the draw beginning Wednesday of next week. But we have a wild card event, like you said, that started today, who are very high-ranking players, very, very good players, who are trying to earn a spot into that main draw next week. And we'll have a doubles wild card as well. There are a number of good local players who will be playing in this wild card and as well probably in the main draw.
You know, I got to point this out. It's very interesting, and you say this, because, you know, when you guys do events, it brings a lot of economic impact to our community. I know that Vince's been here before. What type of economic impact will we see from a tournament like this?
Oh, this one will be several hundred thousand dollars worth of play. This tournament is hard to measure, or has been hard to measure, because it used to be actually a larger draw, and now it's a little bit smaller draw, but it's higher level players, which means they come often in a little longer, they spend a little bit more money, but they're playing for more money. So that draws the higher ranking players. That means more likely that they're bringing their coaches and their team, if you will, their support team. You know, you see these guys win the Open and they go, thanks to my trainer, my nutritionist, these guys are going to have more of those type of support organizations with them as they travel.
Hey, Ray,
probably in the $1 million range.
Wow.
Once you get done with all of it.
Hey, Ray, we saw this when Pensacola Sports, of course, does this every year over at Ashton Brosnahan with the SEC women's soccer finals. A lot of young players come out and watch the girls and the young ladies from the university levels play and hopefully pick up some tips from that. Do you see a lot of young players watching these guys come out and ladies come out and play tennis?
Oh, absolutely we do. And, you know, the tennis community.
I think we lost Ray at the line of tennis community.
Yeah, our phone line, it cut off. So, all right.
Okay, so we were talking to Ray Palmer, of course, CEO and president of Pensacola Sports. Players all over the world, once again, in Pensacola to compete in the Pensacola Pro Tennis Championships going on right now through May 18th at Roger Scott.
All righty.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Knicks on the road last night completed another 20-point comeback against the Celtics to take a 2-game-to-none series lead over the defending champs. To be clear, the series is far from over, but up 2-0, the Knicks now must win this series. I mean, you look at the other series in the East and you see the Pacers up 2-0 on the Cavs. It leads me to say this for the first time this year, and now I expect the Knicks to win 6 more games and be playing in the NBA Finals come June. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
545 News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at our weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. You can end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor by texting radio to 83393. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather on a local scale, 81 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be some higher rain chances of about 80% in some areas with high of 79 and low of 67.
Okay, interesting. Just to keep you informed here, of course, the 2025 Hurricane Preparedness Week continuing through Saturday. Residents are encouraged to prepare their homes and families for the upcoming season, which runs June 1st through November 30th. Know your zone, know your home, know your plan, be 1 week ready, and stay informed by listening to News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's health news.
All righty. Well, a new report says that Trump plans to revive a controversial idea that would lower drug prices. According to Politico, Trump is expected to sign an executive order early next week that would direct his staff to pursue most favored nation pricing for drugs within the Medicare program. MFN pricing would ensure that Medicare gets the same low drug prices that drug makers offer to other countries. Trump announced a similar plan during his first term, but it faced strong opposition from the pharmaceutical industry.
548 News Radio 92.3. Three Doors Down singer diagnosed with cancer. It's bad news to pass on to you, but it is continuing to be a very serious health battle. Michelle Polino has more.
Brad Arnold of Three Doors Down revealed he was recently diagnosed with cancer. The 46-year-old broke the news to fans in an emotional Instagram video on Wednesday. He says doctors discovered clear cell renal carcinoma that spread to his lungs.
It's stage 4, and that's not real good. But you know what? We serve a mighty God. And he can overcome anything.
The Mississippi native told fans he has no fear facing the diagnosis, but announced the band must cancel their summer tour and asked fans to lift him up in prayer. In a reference to the band's 2008 hit, Arnold declared, "It's Not My Time" is now really his song. He thanked fans for all the memories so far. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the CDC is reporting 216 pediatric flu deaths, with 25 of those in New York. State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald says that that's the highest number ever recorded in the Empire State. Dr. McDonald says 24 of the 25 children who died had not received a flu shot, with 5 children too young to get the vaccine. It's recommended for children 6 months old and up.
Parents' tech habits can have a negative effect on their children's social skills. Lisa Brady's in with House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A study says parents' obsessive use of technology
may have detrimental effects on their children. Researchers from the University of Wollongong in Australia reviewed responses from nearly 15,000 participants, all people with kids up to the age of 4. Their goal? To study the parents' use of technology in a child's presence. Researchers say the study found excessive use of technology in front of kids was linked to poorer cognition, pro-social behavior, lower attachment, and higher levels of screen time. Researchers say obsessive technology use can lead to a child feeling like they have to compete for their parents' attention or are being ignored. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some business notes and, if there's time, some pop culture headlines as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
June 15th is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Every year, millions of older adults suffer from abuse, neglect, or exploitation, often in silence. If you suspect elder abuse, report it. One call can make a difference. Contact your local area agency on aging at 1-800-963-5337 or visit elderaffairs.org. Let's protect our elders. See something, say something.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about pretty big news in Santa Rosa County that some kind of a medical facility, hospital, ER, urgent care, is looking to establish itself in East Milton, which would really help medical access on the east side of the river, especially when you're talking about rush hour traffic clogging up the bridge. Also, a two-star general in the Air Force speaks at Eglin last week saying that he believes we are going to war within the next several years and what that means for the United States. Listen to these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Roman Catholic Cardinals selecting U.S. Cardinal Robert Prevost as the new pope today. He chose the papal name Leo XIV, and the Chicago native, who's the first American to be elected pope, was chosen on the second day of their conclave. Shares of Krispy Kreme plunged 24% this morning, ending up down 23% after the donut chain said it's reassessing its rollout, with McDonald's pulling its full-year outlook, partly due to economic softness. Krispy Kreme not planning to launch its donuts in any additional McDonald's locations for the second quarter. The Senate holding a key vote today on a landmark crypto regulation package. The Genius Act aims to create a regulatory framework for stable coins. The bill needs 60 votes to advance for final passage. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with shares gaining anywhere from 0.5 to more than 1%. Crude oil futures above 60 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3, it is 5:53. Afternoon, everybody. A stockholder lawsuit against United Healthcare after the murder of its CEO raising a lot of eyebrows here. Teresa Crowley has more.
Shareholder Roberto Faller claims one day before United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down in front of a New York hotel. The company forecast a stock price of between $28.15 and $28.65 a share. But to meet those figures, he charges the company would have had to be using anti-consumer tactics like denying coverage. class action lawsuit claims that after the high-profile murder of Thompson and activists' backlash against insurance practices, United Health Group abandoned some of the practices that had driven up profits for years. United responds with one sentence: the company denies any allegations of wrongdoing and intends to defend the matter vigorously. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Samsung is holding a virtual event Monday to show off the Galaxy S25 Edge. The new device will be slimmer than the standard S25 and promises to come with a powerful AI companion. The Unpacked event will be streamed live at 7 o'clock our time, 7 p.m. that is, on the company's YouTube page.
555 News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at that weather, local traffic gathered this afternoon.
Yes, thank you very much, Chris. We'll continue with your business headlines in just a moment. But Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, is really the only problem we're dealing with right now. A lot of our traffic issues are falling by the wayside, I'll say. Also, as for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, going to have some pretty decent rain chances with a high of 79 and a low of 67.
Here's another reason that California may not be the ultimate destination. Reports suggesting gas prices in California could top $8 by the end of next year. Christian Goodwin is in Los Angeles with more.
A report out of the University of California's Marshall School of Business suggests gas prices in the state could increase by as much as 75%, going from last month's average price of roughly $4.80 a gallon to roughly $8.40 by the end of 2026. It cites two refineries in the state's plans to shut down, including the Phillips 66 refinery in Los Angeles. California Governor Gavin Newsom directing the state's Energy Commission to work with refineries to maintain a stable and affordable gasoline supply. The USC report comes as more than a dozen states, including California, filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration for withholding billions in funding for the build-out of electric vehicle chargers across the U.S. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, if that won't make you go electric, nothing will. Speaking of which, over a dozen states are suing the Trump administration to maintain funding for electric vehicle charging stations. The coalition says Congress put the funding into law when it passed a bipartisan infrastructure act. Numerous state attorneys general say President Trump's executive order stopping the funding violates that federal law. The lawsuit seeks an injunction to maintain the funding while the case is decided.
Well, leaders in the American AI industry testified before a Senate hearing today, including OpenAI's Sam Altman, about what's needed in the artificial intelligence race with China. Jessica Rosenthal is in.
OpenAI's Sam Altman says theirs, Google's, and other models are ahead of China, but not by a huge amount. He said the way we continue to stay ahead requires commitment.
The need to win in infrastructure, sensible regulation that does not slow us down, the sort of spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship that I think is a uniquely American thing in the world.
CoreWeave CEO Michael Intrator said on the infrastructure front when it comes to data centers and electricity,
the ability to build very large solutions to the computing infrastructure component of this is an area that we're going to struggle with.
Dr. Lisa Su, CEO of Advanced Micro Devices, said even if we have the best tech, it has to be easily accessible to the rest of the world. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here. News Radio 92.3, the 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards handed out tonight. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
Reba McEntire is set to host the ACM Awards, which streams live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, Texas. She'll be joined for the show's 12-minute opening performance by Clint Black, Dan and Shay, Winona Judd, Leanne Rimes, and Sugarland. ACM nominees include Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Ella Langley, and The Warren Treaty. Keith Urban will receive the ACM Triple Crown Award during the show. That's given to those who have already won New Artist of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. You can see the Academy of Country Music Awards streaming live on Amazon Prime at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And keeping with this award music-giving theme, Kendrick Lamar is leading the nominations for this year's BET Awards. Lamar received 10 nominations for categories including Album of the Year, Best Collaboration, and Best Male Hip-Hop Artist. Rappers Dochi, Future, Glorilla, and Drake follow behind Lamar with 6 nominations each. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Kevin Hart at the Peacock Theater in L.A. on Monday, June 9th at 7 p.m.
Marshall Mathers Stalker. Oh, Marshall Mathers is also known as Slim Shady, or you might know him as Eminem.
Right. Yeah.
I thought I'd disclaim that before I got too far into it. Well, the stalker's been arrested. Michelle Polino has more details on the case involving that rapper.
A man who invaded the home of Eminem for the second time was found guilty. A jury took just 30 minutes to convict 32-year-old Matthew David Hughes, a first-degree home invasion and aggravated stalking. The rapper himself took the stand to testify against Hughes, who was arrested at a Walmart just 3 days after the August incident. Unlike a 2020 break-in where Hughes confronted the rapper face-to-face, this time Eminem wasn't home when Hughes trespassed on the property. The convicted stalker was already on probation for the previous invasion when he returned to the rapper's Clinton Township, Michigan home. Hughes remains in custody on $500,000 bond and faces sentencing June 17th. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
The Yancey Spencer III Memorial Surf Contest gets underway Saturday at the Pensacola Beach Pier. Like everything surf-related, it's weather-dependent whether there's any waves or not. Backup dates May 17th. Coming up in 12, more news on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.